detecting PAHs in high-Z galaxies in proxy, modeling physical conditions in an extremely strong damped Lyman alpha absorber towards QSOSDSSJ 1143+1420 at Z equals 2.323, by Gargi Shore et al. We explore indirect methods to detect polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, in gas-rich, absorption-selected galaxies at high redshift. We look at the optical shooter observations of an intervening, extremely strong damped Lyman alpha absorber, or ESDLA, with log n high, greater than 21.7, towards QSOSDSSJ 1143+1420 at redshift, Z, ESDLA, equals 2.323. Literature studies have shown that this ESDLA contains signatures of dust and diffuse molecular hydrogen, and it was specifically chosen for our study due to its close spatial proximity, impact parameter, rho equals 0.6 plus or minus 0.3 kilopercent with its associated galaxy. There is no direct detection of PAH's emission in the limited observations of infrared, IR, spectra along this sight line. Hence, we use cloudy numerical simulation modeling to indirectly probe the presence of PA in the ESDLA. We note that PAHs need to be included in the models to reproduce the observed column densities of warm H2 and Ke. Thus, we infer the presence of PAHs indirectly in our ESDLA, with an abundance of equals 10 carat, minus 7.046. We also measure a low 2175 A bump strength, A, bump, 0.03 to 0.19 mag, relative to star-forming galaxies by modeling extinction of QSO spectra by dust at the absorber rest frame. This is consistent with the low power abundance obtained indirectly using cloudy modeling. Our study highlights the usage of cloudy modeling to indirectly detect PA in high redshift gas-rich absorption-selected galaxies. This was detecting PAHs in high Z galaxies in proxy, modeling physical conditions in an extremely strong damped Lyman alpha absorber towards QSOSDSSJ 1143+1420 at Z equals 2.323, by Gargi Shore et al.